cocksure that it was just litter, suggested that he put it in the nearest bin.
"You'd be amazed at the rubbish people leave on trains," he said, dismissing Anthony with a shrug.
Nothing surprised Anthony anymore, but loss always moved him, however great or small. From a drawer, he took a brown paper luggage label and a gold-nibbed fountain pen. He wrote carefully in black ink the date and time and the place, very specific.
"Huntley and Palmer's biscuit tin, containing cremation remains. Found 6th carriage from the front, 1442 train from London Bridge to Brighton. Deceased unknown. God bless and rest in peace."
He stroked the lid of the tin tenderly before finding a space on one of the shelves and gently sliding the tin into position. The chime of the clock in the hall said time for gin and lime. He took ice cubes and lime juice from the refrigerator and carried them through to the garden room on a silver drinks tray with a green cocktail glass and a small dish of olives. He wasn't hungry, but he hoped they might awaken his appetite. He didn't want to disappoint Laura by leaving her carefully prepared salad. He set the tray down and opened the window into the garden.